Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen, amen. And we are looking at Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning is one of the scriptures that we're looking at. And it, starting at verse 1, Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Amen. The book of Ephesians. You'll find you're going to find these words in chapter 6, verse number 1. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Amen. And we also look at, you may remember Proverbs 1, 5, and 7, and it tells us right after the book of Psalms in the center of your Bible, pretty much, you will find these precious words. Chapter 1, verse 5, Proverbs, "A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." And verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions." Amen. And we conclude with the book of Numbers, the fourth book of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. We have the traditional Aaronic benediction that is given, instructed by God to tell Moses, to tell the high priest Aaron. And he said in verse 23 of chapter 6, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Amen. Let us all read that together from the screen, if you don't mind. Ready, read.
The Lord bless thee, and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance
upon thee, and give thee peace. And they shall look on thee, and bless thee. Amen. Amen. And so this morning we want to talk from the subject, being uncovered. Being uncovered. Can everybody say being uncovered?
Being uncovered.
Amen. One more time.
Being uncovered.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. And I also got the spring break mixed up. I need to, that's the 16th through the 20th. I thought it was next week. For those who need to know that as well. I messed it up in both services and in both Bible studies. Well, not this service, but the one this morning. Amen. This morning we're talking about being uncovered. Being uncovered. Amen. As we think about this, we want to focus on the fact that we had been dealing with God's GPS, and that acronym GPS spoke of God, parents, and the Spirit. And so this is actually, we've already established the fact that God is the God in that, and that was that God is, we got to have somebody that we can trust. Amen. And the Bible said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." We got to trust God. Then this lets us know that God has not left us alone. He's given us parents. Amen. He's given us parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Amen. It is the first commandment with promise, and that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. And fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And then the Spirit we'll get to in the future, Lord willing. The Holy Spirit is that acronym, that the S in the GPS. Amen. But this morning we are focusing on parents. Amen. Parents. The Bible tells us that parents are for our benefit. So we're talking about being uncovered. I thank God that parents are covering. And that's something we need to know about. Because, amen, what's worse than being able to trust others is not being able to trust yourself. Amen. What's worse than not being able to trust others is not being able to trust yourself. Amen. And when we trust ourselves, we find ourselves being vulnerable. Amen. When we trust ourselves. When we trust ourselves, we leave ourselves exposed. Amen. We leave ourselves exposed. We don't have a covering because we, amen, we're trusting in ourselves, and we don't have no one to keep us covered. When we are trusting in ourselves, we leave ourselves uncovered. We are vulnerable, we are exposed and uncovered. Amen. When we trust in ourselves. Amen. And as we think about that, what we must understand here is simply that when we think about a covering, it is to uncover something is to remove the cover from something, to reveal something or to expose something. Is to reveal something, is to remove the covering off of it. It was covered, but the covering is off. And so now it's revealed, it's exposed. Amen. The aim of our sermon is for us to be wise guys. Amen. To be wise guys. The Bible makes it plain that, you know, God, you know, a wise man will hear, amen, instructions, amen, and they will attain to wise counsel, amen. This is very important to us, and as we think about that, we must understand that we must leave here being a wise guy, and if we don't have anyone to watch us, then we leave ourselves uncovered. Amen. Because we live in a time when being covered is important. They want us to cover our cough. Amen. We have to cover our cars. Amen. Right now, we're dealing with a virus that says that you, amen, they don't want you to cough without covering your cough. Amen. Amen. Because you become vulnerable, and others become vulnerable, amen, to a virus, amen. So you have to cover your cough, amen. Being covered is important in our world today, amen. You can't even get your car sticker now without showing that your car is covered, amen. You can't even renew your license. They make sure that you have insurance because you got to be covered. Amen. if you're not covered, being uncovered is something that we don't want to have anything to do with. Amen. But not only when it comes to a coffin cars, but when it comes to our children. Have you ever thought about, amen, your children being uncovered? Amen. This is something that is important because we need children to be covered because they must protect themselves from themselves. Amen. 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 Because we are imperfect, right, as children. And there are some things we don't know. And we don't know we don't know. So we persist in our unknowingness, if I could say that. Amen. We persist in that. And we need to have somebody who, amen, in my state of unknowingness, I need to know that there's somebody watching my back. I need to know that there's somebody looking out for me. Amen. I need to know that, amen, that there's somebody who's got my back. Amen. Because I'm young and I don't know. And that's why he said, children, obey your parents. God has not left us to go through this life without any guidance. He's given us himself. Trust in me. You got to have somebody you can trust in. Trust in the Lord. Then he says, children, I want you to obey your parents. Amen. This is not optional. He says, obey your parents. This is that God has commanded. This is the first commandment with a promise attached to it. In other words, it's the first commandment with a promise on the end of it. The promise comes right on the end of it. And you have to understand that God says, I'm giving you a promise. He says, and so as we think about that, we have to think about Christ. Amen. You have to think about the fact that we are Christians. We have to think about he is the Lord. Because he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Amen. God says, this is part of my covering for you. You've never lived life before. You've never gone through life before. And God says, I'm going to put every child under a parent. As a matter of fact, I don't even want them, amen, to have children if they don't have parents. Every child needs a parent. They need a parent for protection. And he says, children, obey. That word is hupakoo in the Greek language. It means that you are to obey without question. It's not like submissive. That's hupotasso in the Greek. And it talks about you are to voluntarily submit to your husband. Amen. I know this is a little bit outdated, but it's, I ain't gonna change because the Bible doesn't change. But in order for there to be function in society, somebody has to be submitting. Amen. Everybody can't have the wheel. And so you got to, but when it comes to children, he said, children, I'm not asking you to volunteer to submit. You, without question, must submit. You must submit to your parents. That's what parents are for. They are there to govern us. They are there to parent us. Amen. And God is saying that this is something that I have put in place. I have put it in place. And I put it in place because it's the right thing to do. That's why I've done it. Why are children told to obey their parents? Because it is right. Amen. Amen. It's right. It's really common sense. Amen. Amen. Obey your parents because they got here before you did. They know more than we do. They've gone through more than we have. They've been there and done that. Amen? So why would the parents be listening to the children instead of the children listening to the parents? He didn't say, parent, obey your children. He said, children, obey your parents. Are you doing it? Do you obey your parents? And he says that this is something you should always do. You'll always obey your parents. In Exodus 20 and 12, it says that honor thy father and thy mother. The first four of the Ten Commandments are vertical. They're between man and God. The last six are horizontal. They're between man and man. And at the top of the list of the horizontal commandments is that he said, children, he says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth. When I talk about honoring, it means to respect them. It means to love them. It means to care for them. They'll always be an authority. And as we introduce this program called HAID, it's the listener who is the child, amen, who is willing to listen at whatever their leader says to them. They're the listener. How am I doing? That acronym, how am I doing, on the back of their shirt. And Floretta has them also being put on bands. And for those children who sign up and become a part of that program, you're saying, I'm willing to put myself in a listening position, and I'm going to listen to somebody. It may be my parents. It can be a person of the church. It can be a spiritual leader. It can be your biological leader. It can be your preacher. It can be somebody that you will always listen to, and that you will pledge your obedience to do whatever they say as it relates to you living your life. Because a lot of times in life, all we need is somebody to tell us, somebody that you trust, somebody that your parents trust. Amen. It needs to be somebody that you're willing to pledge your obedience to. Because what good does it do to tell somebody something if they're not going to obey it? What good is it if somebody and tell you about a program, and then you're in the program, and you're the listener, and you won't listen to the leader? So you have to go through a pledge statement by which you pledge my obedience. And what I'm doing when I pledge my obedience is I'm benefiting from your experience. Amen. Because there are so many children, amen, making wrong decisions, making bad decisions, and all they need is somebody, amen. But you have to be willing to become a part of the program. I don't know. The Bible says that you ought to want to be a listener, because the Bible says, amen, that a wise person, a wise man will listen and will attain, in Proverbs 1:5, to wise counsel. But verse 7 says that fools reject wisdom. They conclude that I don't want to listen to nobody. I'm going to do it my way. And they end up wrecking and ruining their lives. Amen. Because, amen, when you think about the Lord, the Lord has said it, but then you got to be a listener. Amen. You got to listen. How many of y'all know that there's some people, there's some children that just won't listen? You could have avoided a lot of problems. And Satan likes this. The devil likes it. He loves it when children won't listen to their parents. He has a field day when that happens. And it doesn't make sense to say that you know more than me, but I don't want you to tell me anything. That don't even make sense. You've gone through what I haven't gone through. But don't say nothing to me. Let me bump my own head. Amen. Let me make my own mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people all in this place who know that there's mistakes they wish that they hadn't made. And what they're doing is trying to say, I want to pass down a better life. Have you ever wished you could live life over? You know why people want to live life over? Because they know that if I could do it over, I wouldn't do that. And now you got all that experience sitting in your living room. but yet you won't listen. If you, through listening to grown people, amen, you get to live life over. Amen. You get to listen to somebody who can tell you something that will save you a lot of time. But it's strange that children don't listen to parents, but they listen to other children. In other words, they listen to other folk that don't know that neither. They listen to folk that don't know no more than them. Why would I listen to somebody who don't know no more than me? And the Bible wants you to understand that I have put parents in your life for your benefit. You are going to benefit from their experience. And if you are wise enough, then you will say, I'm going to listen. I'm going to hear what they have to say. Amen. I'm going to pay attention to what my parents are telling me. Amen. Amen. He says that thy days may be long upon the earth. You'll have quality, but you also have quantity. Amen. Amen. You're going to have quantity because there are a lot of people who wouldn't listen and they found an early grave. Simply because of the way they were living. But there are some sins that can cut your life short. In this world we're living in, Satan got all kind of stuff out there. I need somebody who will guide me through life. Don't get the idea that in this life, everybody's your friend you meet. And ain't nothing out there bad. Satan is the god of this world. And you better get near somebody who knows the word. And God will, you will benefit. I'm just wondering, are you a listener? Where is the child that wants to listen? Because he's going to add quantity, he's going to add quality. Because all those things that could destroy your life, you'll be navigated around because you have parents. You know, a lot of folks wish they had some parents. If you got some, you ought to thank God for them. Not to mention grandparents, too. Oh, Lord, God done stacked in another layer of experience. And you know your grandmama love you if you think your dad and mama want to kill you. You know your grandmama and your granddaddy got another relationship. Sister Davis told me before I had grandchildren, that's a whole nother love. You can't ready to go on to heaven until you find out you have some grandkids. I got grandkids. A whole new level of love. And now they can tap in to their parents and their, oh, Lord, him. Is that too rich? Now, they got two sets of grandparents. The maternal and the paternal. They got some on their mom. God's got this thing sewed up. God has got it fixed so that you don't have to bump your head. I know every now and then you may make a mistake, but we ought to be getting better as time go on. With all this experience around us, I got grandparents over here. I got grandparents over there, and I got parents with me. How in the world can I not succeed in life? Well, the truth of the matter is, if you research the mistakes that you make as a young person, you'll find out that your parents who just told you that, amen, on the 60-second phone call. Don't do that. Don't you do that. Don't you date him. Stay away from that. They could have gave us advice all over the place. Advice. There is no excuse. The jails are full. People are broken. People are in gangs. People are hooked on this, hooked on that, doing any and everything with all this experience around them. I don't understand it. This is something that God has not left you here by yourself. If I were you, if I got to go to my grandparents, I go to my parents, I go, and if they ever, you see, you got to be willing to put on the shirt. I put on my Hayes shirt. And you always, it's flashing all the time. How am I doing? 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 And you're telling them, I pledge my obedience, that when you, whenever you see anything I'm doing, because, you know, I ain't got no sense to know I'm doing something stupid, you know. Just tap me on the shoulder and I'll listen. I just wonder if there's anybody who would do that. I don't know. Amen. You need to do it at least through college. Amen. And I would venture to say, all the way through life, you're going to find out you never really going to get rid of your kids at all, to be honest with you. Because when they get their freedom, you're going to find out they don't want it, and here they come back. Because I thought you wanted your freedom. Now you got it. Stay back. Stay gone. Said, no, now I thought you didn't like her. I thought you couldn't wait to get out the house. They're maturing, aren't they? Once they start maturing, they begin to find, I think I need to go back home. Say, what are you doing over here? I thought you wanted to be free. You got your wings. Go somewhere. Leave us alone. We having fun. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, church, is that there's no excuse. God's got this covered.